I didn't read anything specifically about them feeling comforted, you know, by the presence of the military, but definitely the military was present to make safe passage for these emigrants. And there's one military base in particular that I just, such a fascinating, horrific story. It's Fort Laramie. Before Fort Laramie became a base, it was sort of this, like, the idea was to do something like a red herring, where there was an attack that was a planned attack, and the attackers dressed up as, air quotes, Native Americans, like dressed up as what would be viewed as a Native American coming and attacking a camp. Then, you know, those people return back to their group. And then the group says, we just got word that there was an attack, you know, on this other group by Native Americans. And then an investigation takes place and word travels back to Washington that, oh my God, this is a very dangerous spot on the path because of these attacks. Here's all our proof of the attacks. You know, they interview people, eyewitness accounts. Washington sends a general and a whole group down there to build Fort Laramie so that they can protect, you know, anyone passing through, emigrants passing through on the Oregon Trail from the Shoshone and Arapaho communities that were around there. Well, the reason that particular spot was of importance is that there was an agreement that the path would not go through this particular terrain because this was a natural pathway for bison and for certain communities there to migrate through. But it was for the Oregon Trail purpose, it was a shortcut. So it made a lot of sense for the Oregon Trail people to be able to cut through this land to shorten their journey. But the government had agreed with the Arapaho and Shoshone not to do it. Well, they did this whole red herring thing and made it seem like the Arapaho and Shoshone weren't holding up their part of the bargain, which their part was they weren't going to bother anybody that they saw, you know, going around this area on the trail. And so it was a way to convince the government to then put in this fort and push out, you know, the indigenous cultures. That happened all the time. It was not uncommon for something like that to happen.